This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Going to have Dustin Knutson from Boyd's Gun Stocks on the show tomorrow to discuss Boyd's Gun Stocks. They're simply made. There's something out there for everybody. Check them out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then. Right now we are in the middle of the Olympics. And, you know, we need to look at the Olympics and take something away from that. Our most effective advocate of the principle of an armed populace is now officially the leftist media that usually seeks to do the ruling class's bidding and strip us normal Americans of the rights that are confirmed by the Second Amendment. But after their bizarre display of eager tongue-bathing of the semi-human savages who run North Korea, any patriot in the United States right now has got to be thinking, I'd best load up because it's pretty clear what the establishment's desired end state is. Here's some headlines for you. Coming from the New York Times, Kim Jong-un's sister turns on the charm, taking Pence's spotlight. Reuters, North Korea judged winner of diplomatic gold at Olympics. And CNN, which has agreements all over the in 60 airports across the country, harassed travelers with Kim Jong-un's sister is stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. So, let's be clear. This Kim Jong-un woman, a key leader in a giant death cult that is torturing and killing people right this moment, is not cute. Not figuratively, not literally. She's not even a Pyongyang Six. Maybe at closing time if you've actually found some real beer. After a lot of soju, whatever. So besides having bad taste, our mainstream media is revealing our ruling class once again. You watch the nonstop squee over these monsters, and the only conclusion you can reasonably draw is that for our worthless establishment, the North Korea murderocracy is not a cautionary example. That's what they're striving to be. Think about it, too. I mean, just the ability to make all of us normals who disagree with you go away, either for good or exiling us to some rural fun camps. No fuss, no muss, no more tiresome descent by these banjo jockeys between the coasts. You think that's crazy talk? How could I draw this conclusion from our giddy, giggling media love fest that we approve of these adorable, wonderful North Koreans? Okay, maybe that's fair. Maybe our elite doesn't really dig the great big leader's vibe. Maybe our elite is just composed of morons. If the explanation for the media serf's tender fondling of these blood-drenched sadists is not a result of our morally illiterate elite's desire to emulate this insane wickedness, then that leaves gross stupidity as the only other option. Either they want us normals dead or enslaved, or they're just idiots. Pick one. But spoiler alert, neither option supports us giving up our guns. And what makes it even worse is the weird millennial online patois they often use in their constant kiss-upping of Kim Fatboy's sister along the lines of she's my bae. Her side eye at Pence is everything. Yeah, she's the slay queen. Well, she's got the last one nailed. Slaying unarmed civilians is the only thing that this dirty dirtbag dynasty is any good at. And regardless, why does the entire millennial generation strive to sound like the sassy black gay best friend of Kate Hudson in every rom-com ever made? Have at it, jerks. And then there is siding with the North Koreans against our president and vice president. Look, leftist fake patriotism in the wake of the humiliating defeat in an election, a pantsuit was always grating. But as predicted, the left can't keep up the pretense of siding with us here in America. The stuff about Trump and the Russians, the same Russians who couldn't sit down during the Cold War without checking to make sure they weren't going to crush a Democrat's head, was always a joke. That the liberal establishment wants worse of Mike Pence, or thinks worse of Mike Pence, than a woman who is literally head of the propaganda and agitation department for a country that just threatened to nuke the United States, says all you need to know about their fake patriotism. No, leftists, I'm not questioning your patriotism. Don't, you know, and, you know, that's just silly talk. I'd never do that. I don't waste my time questioning unicorns either. Now, Chet the Unicorn says, hey, patriotic progressives, let's put this out there. If you're seriously comparing Donald Trump and Mike Pence to Kim, whatever this one is named, and his cronies, you are an idiot. Now, some portion of those spewing this trash don't actually believe it. They just lie to get what they want because they think you are stupid and you're going to fall for this. But you're not stupid. Instead, you're going to ensure that you have the means available in the form of guns and ammunition to exercise your right to defend our Constitution should people with the kind of pro-fascist mindset that we are seeing highlighted by the mainstream media ever again regain power in an attempt to impose upon us the kind of totalitarian regime that always seems to make them writhe in ecstasy. You know what North Korea doesn't have besides basic freedoms and food? An armed populace. And you know what? We do. But we have an elite that either thinks North Korea is a role model or that is too stupid and morally bereft to hold any kind of authority. And maybe it's both. Now, you and me here stateside, we can thank God that we were born here. We can thank God that our founders thought, you know, there's a chance that really evil and or stupid people could take over sometime, so let's figure out a way to make sure that the normals can fight back. In fact, let's give it its very own amendment. But in any case, the next time some leftist establishment halfwit starts piping up about how ridiculous it is to think that maybe the citizens of this country might find themselves ruled by tyrants, remember that our elites, dancing monkeys in the media, just showed you that our progressive elite adores and sides with tyrants over the people that we elected. So thanks, suckers, fellow travelers, and butcher huggers of the American mainstream media. With the freedom from your fellow leftist petty oppressions that we've been enjoying under President Trump, we could have been lulled into sleep and forgotten that you were literally fetishize a corpse-strewn communist dictatorship. And we must honor the fathers by exercising our right, the founders, the founding fathers, to create facts on the ground, large caliber facts that will keep these people from achieving their dream that their pet press is showing us. And despite all the endless commercials, the only products that the Olympic coverage should convince you to buy right now today should be guns and ammo. So in this moment, as we look inward and try to figure out what just happened in Florida, what happened to the innocents there, you have to be aware that outside of that incident, there's other things going on. So keep your head up, be aware, and take it in. Take it up. It's out there for the taking. Go get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. collection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stocks are simply the, you know, the gun stock is going to be your interface between you and that weapon. And the Boyd's gun stock is going to simply make it more ergonomic, more easy to handle. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's get a report from CBS Evening News. You know, captains, conservative. Let's see what they have to say about what we know so far regarding the shooting.
Some students said that he posted pictures of guns on his Instagram account. And Jeff, a couple of other things. The suspect was heavily armed. The sheriff just saying that he had countless magazines and was armed with an AR-15 style rifle. That is what he used in that attack.
So, and then we have this from Chris Matthews on MSNBC.
What is your reaction to the use of guns by this shooter? All these people dead. He had an AR-15. He had multiple magazines. What do you make of that situation?
I want to answer that specifically, but let me give you some new information. He wore a gas mask and smoke grenades. He set off the fire alarm so the kids would come out into the hallways. And thus, he had the opportunity with a crowded hallway to start picking off people. And again, it illustrates the horror, as Tom just outlined. You know, Pulse nightclub was just a couple of years ago, 49. 59 in Las Vegas. When is this going to stop? So your question is the politics. It's not going to stop until the American people say enough is enough.
That was Senator Bill Nelson of Florida. And here we have a sheriff's update. Sheriff Scott Israel on shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz.
He's 19 years old. He was born in 1998 in September. He was a former student of Douglas High School. He got expelled for disciplinary reasons. I don't know the specifics. I think he might have surfaced at Taravella High School. We're still trying to confirm that. And this morning when he woke up, whether he was a student or not, I don't know.
So we have all of this going on right now on the mainstream media. Chris Matthews trying to lead into it. I don't know what Bill Nelson was trying to say. He kind of sounds like I think a lot of states have been saying enough is enough. But right now, one of the things that's being talked about are the red flags. And the fact that he was, I don't know, he had been threatening people. This is not anything new. Nothing new. I wonder when how the American people are supposed to tell you that is enough is enough. Is it the political situation? Are they looking to ban things? Are they looking to ban the AR-15? Because the AR-15 makes the headlines without a doubt. But if this was the issue, it'd be a whole different story if it was actually truly the issue. That's not what it's about. That's the part that I find most troubling of it. That could be taken a whole bunch of ways. I don't know exactly. Bill Nelson is a Republican from Florida. I mean, Florida is the gunshine state. It's where the concealed carry movement began in the mid-80s. They were the first ones coming out with permits. They have more permits than anybody in the United States today, more concealed carriers. Like my home state of South Carolina, they're the only shall-issue state that doesn't allow open carry, but they have been a outstanding experiment in concealed carry. People from Florida know that. In 1985, when they started the concealed carry movement, the problem was the cocaine cowboys were the collateral damage that was going on there. It was unanswered. It was unanswered. And somebody had the foresight enough to get out there and say, well, let's have concealed, you know, let's give a permit to these people, let them carry a gun so they can protect themselves. So, I don't know. I keep seeing all these, let's look around for some other, let's look around for some other sound bites. Let's see if what we can find around here real quick, maybe before we go to the break. Well, see if we have any sound bites from the Democrats. No, just Twitter. They just ticked to Twitter. Nothing sound from, no sound bite from them. All right, but we'll see. Now, somebody's wanting to know if they just, there's one article, do they identify Sam Hyde? They identified him as the Parkland, Florida high school shooting suspect. And that was false. That was a false little meme going on there. I am ready to say enough is enough. I just don't know what that means in the estimation of the esteemed Honorable Senator Nelson of Florida. What exactly he is referring to when he says America could just say enough is enough. Haven't we been already doing that, Senator? You could maybe answer my question about psychotropic drugs. Why do we keep having them? Why do we keep prescribing them? Why is it okay to prescribe something to people that might cause them to kill themselves or go into a rage fit? Any particular reason for that one? Does the good outweigh the bad? Is it a reasonable expectation that the statistics will come down really hard on the good side, but, you know, collateral damage is okay? Politics. And the fact that they politicize this while children, you know, yeah, I know they're about to get out of school, and I know they're young adults and all this other stuff, but they're kids. They're kids. They're extremely young. They're extremely vulnerable. And today, an evil one of them walked amongst them and mowed some of them down in a place where they should only have felt safe. They should be there just for one reason and one reason only. And we should be putting things in place to where they don't have to worry about this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I'm just going that way because I'm trying to conserve my voice. Okay? Okay. Now, earlier I had talked about Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut saying this was the 18th or 19th school shooting this year. Based upon the definition of this type of shooting from Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, this is the 25th fatal shooting at a U.S. elementary, middle, or high school since and including Columbine in 1999. And there have been a combined, in all of this time, 98 fatalities as a result. And that's 98 too many. I'm not trying to make light of the fact of certain things. On the other hand, I also don't want these guys mischaracterizing something when it is clearly not. This is a very rare occasion. It doesn't make it any less horrific, but it is a very, very rare occasion. This guy, this guy sounds like he studied the Aurora shooter because he liked throwing smoke and having gas masks too. So, and then I think he pulled a fire alarm or something. I don't know what that guy said, but no, that's what Senator Bill Nelson was saying anyway. Anyway, just so you know, in California, with a K, they are going to ignore the trend. The trend over the last few years is to make it easier and easier to get a concealed carry permit. And as a result, people feel safer in those states, especially those who understand that criminals carry guns regardless of the law since the dawn of time. But it seems that not every state wants to go along with the trend, especially California with a K, who's in a battle with New York about for who wants to be considered the most anti-gun state in the country. California has held the title for some time. The Empire State is making a strong bid lately. So that means California has had to up the ante. So two San Diego Democrats want all applicants for concealed carry permits in the state to complete at least 8 hours of firearms training beforehand in addition to other requirements. The move by Assembly members Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher and Todd Gloria, AB 2103, would set a mandatory minimum for training to carry a gun in the state. They argue the regulation is needed to ensure guns don't wind up in the wrong hands. Gloria said in a statement, under current law in California, a person who has never even fired a gun or received proper training on how to safely handle one can receive a permit and carry a loaded firearm in public. This just jeopardizes public safety and has to be addressed. They would set a minimum threshold of 8 hours of training, including live fire shooting exercises. Current guidelines authorize sheriffs and police chiefs in the state to require no more than 16 hours of training before issuing an initial permit and a four-hour minimum on renewals. Some jurisdictions have higher requirements than what is being proposed, but gun control advocates who support the measure say a statewide mandate for more training is needed. AB 2103 would ensure that all concealed carry permit holders in California know how to use their firearm, a key step in avoiding unintentional shootings in our state, said Wendy Wheatcroft, representative of Moms Demand Action. Okay, you know, on the surface, a training requirement sounds sort of nice, right? But the problem is it adds yet another mechanism for restricting the Second Amendment right. And my first question is, how many people in California who have not been to formalized training have shot people accidentally or shot themselves accidentally? Do we have any numbers on that? I need to see the study. What is the study? I mean, surely you're trying to prevent these people from hurting themselves, right? Training requirements can easily be manipulated to prevent most people from ever qualifying for a permit. Classes held during the workday, tests designed to fail as many people as possible, and a shooting test that maybe even the Navy SEALs would have problems with. They're all easy enough ways to make sure that the reality of a carry permit never actually happens. And it should be noted, really noted, that numerous states lack any training requirement, and all of those states have a remarkable lack of cases where a concealed carry permit holder's lack of government-mandated training was ever an issue. Now, of course, this doesn't matter for the anti-gun lawmakers, especially at California with a K. What matters in their minds is keeping the guns out of the hands of the average citizen, not the bad guys. They want to keep the guns out of the hands of people like folks like you, folks like me. They don't seem to think that we can handle the responsibility. Either that or they fear what we will do with it. Maybe if they showed a little more trust in the citizenry, they'd have a lot less to fear from them. Just me thinking out loud, you know. Just me thinking out loud. Now, California with a K. I do love California with a K. They never, ever, ever seem to lose it. Recently, Vanessa Trump, the daughter-in-law of Donald Trump, opened a package addressed to her husband, who's Donald Trump's son, and there was a white powder in it. She was hospitalized for exposure. And for the leftists, somehow that's a good thing. Vanessa Trump's only crime is that she married Donald Trump Jr., one of Trump's sons. She is one who has no government role. She has zero influence on U.S. politics. She herself has made no public statements, certainly none that would irritate a lefty and triggered no targeting herself. Someone just wanted to scare her with a right-in-her-face threat of anthrax poisoning through the sneaky and despicable act of using the U.S. Postal Service as a vehicle for his or her sick fantasy. And like in New York after 9/11, you know, that's what happened there. And you know, members of the press were targeted by anthrax packages, as a, you know, some reporters out there. And at the time when that happened, nobody would open any mail in that post-terror terror. It had to be inspected first, and people were afraid to open it even that after that. And yet today, the appearance of anthrax in the mail comes along, and the left actually cheers for it. So it shows that last year's assassination chic craze against Trump on the left, stage plays and performance art and comedy and in fine art, is far from a spent force. The bitterness of the left and the inability to cope with the new political reality before us percolates away without pause at heart temperatures. And it shows how unfit these people are to rule, given that they actually want innocent people dead if they have any connection, willing or not, to Trump. And nobody on the left is visibly trying to put a break to it or have what used to be called a sister soldier moment, as Bill Clinton decades ago had, criticizing left-wing extremism in a bid to draw the mainstream media closer, or the mainstream citizenry closer, excuse me. Whenever I see mainstream, I think media. So with this kind of thing still going on, old as that act is, it's obvious that the left lacks any connection to the mainstream, to me and you. And they also lack leaders, because a true leader of any movement would be out there saying right now, this is not what we want. Let's not go there. But they have gone there. And all of this stuff is coming. This will all come to roost. More of this deep state stuff's going to come out and everything else. And all I'm going to tell you leftists is if you want more Trump, this is how you get more Trump. This is how you enable more Trump. If you don't flip the House or the Senate, that's going to be more Trump. Trump's going to sit back if you guys don't flip it. And he's going to know that he can go with what he needs to go with. So please, by all means, continue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're going to have Dustin Knutson joining us from Boyd's, the operations manager at Boyd's, tomorrow night. Remington has filed for bankruptcy, and they've actually reached a deal to file for Chapter 11 and try to slash their $950 million debt load. This is of interest to me because one of the very first advertisers that I ever had of any scale was DPMS, which is part of the Freedom Group, which is also has Remington. And, well, there's a lot of reasons to look at Remington and say, well, you know, that just was sort of going to happen. The media, of course, have decided to blame Trump for this one. The WashingtonPost.com headline begins with Trump slump, question mark. The headline at TheWeek.com includes analysts say Trump is to blame. Gun sales have slumped with Trump in the White House, not because Trump opposes gun rights, but because he champions them. Which means that the only reason you buy guns is when you think they're going to be taken from you. That's not the only reason I buy guns. Is that the only reason you buy guns? Now, an AP report at USA Today gets to the intersection of gun sales and politics about right, but then jumps to a misleading conclusion. They wrote, gun sales spike on the election of candidates who are perceived to be more likely to pursue more stringent gun control laws, whether or not there's any truth in that perception. And the opposite has occurred since Trump was elected. He became the first sitting president to address the NRA in three decades, telling members at their annual meeting last spring, you have a true friend and champion in the White House. Fire arm background checks declined faster in 2017 than any year since 1998 when they first began compiling the data. Let's look at what 2017 was against, shall we? 2016 was a year of maximum fear among gun owners, topping off a spike in the number of firearms background checks that began with Obama's election and ran right up through the end of the year. Right up to November the 9th, in fact. FBI statistics indicate that firearms background checks, which are a rough approximation for gun sales, more than doubled during the Obama presidency, increasing from 12.7 million in 2008 to 27.5 million in 2016. Sky is falling conclusion in the USAtoday.com account belies the fact that 2017 background checks were higher than in 2015 or any other previous year. Another FBI table indicates that background checks on the Friday after Thanksgiving 2017 set a single-day record for gun checks at 203,000. And that was a full year after we learned that Hillary Clinton had lost the election. A second USAtoday.com column says the record Black Friday 2017 gun sales statistics follow gun check numbers that had leveled off in the first months of the pro-gun Trump administration, but they failed to add that sales had leveled off at rates far higher than any year before 2016. So, noting that Black Friday 2017 eclipsed the previous two records for background checks, WashingtonPost.com observes that all three records were set on the day after the federal holiday in which Americans give thanks for the year's blessings, which includes our rights as Americans. Remington had a whole bunch of stuff going on. They have high debt levels. They actually operate with, commercial paper and all of the other things that most corporations operate with, whereas most of these gun companies out there actually are basically operating on cash. They may get a loan here and there to help them with costs, but most of the time it's basically cash. So then after a Bushmaster rifle was used in the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting, some say that this left Remington vulnerable to the recent slide in gun sales. I don't agree with that per se. Remington had a bunch of hits and misses. They had the Remington 700 debacle, which is some issue with the bolt gun that they have. They had a pistol come out called the R51, which they pulled off the market about 3 weeks after they put it on the market. And they didn't really put Remington has absorbed some really good brands like Pear Ordnance over time. Pear Ordnance were one of the first mass produced double stack 1911s out there. A lot of people liked them. I've had one. I liked it. It was a good gun, a good solid gun, and they don't exist anymore. They have done that to a lot of brands. They have just absorbed them all into this monolithic thing that is now Remington. They're not really putting anything out that I find particularly fun. Sometimes the market does do things that, this isn't the market, though, making this. Gun sales are not sinking. Trump isn't to blame, and that is not what's to blame here at Remington. Remington is a big company, and they moved out of New York. I'm sure that puts some stuff on their red sheet. So, anyway, NPR. Let me segue if I can. I listen to some of the NPR stuff. They have some great classical music. I didn't like Garrison Keillor's politics, but he could do a radio show. The Prairie Home Companion was funny. I didn't like his politics. His brother-in-law actually installed my garage door and told me all about Garrison, and everything I thought about him was true. I didn't like any of that, but you know what? He was an entertainer, and I didn't care about his politics. Having said that, I support efforts to defund the networks that run some of these shows like NPR and PBS. Coming from The Hill, talking about the budget, it proposes to eliminate federal funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting over a two-year period. CPB grants represent a small share of the total funding for the public broadcasting service and National Public Radio, which primarily rely on private donations to fund their operations. To conduct an orderly transition away from federal funding, the budget requests $15.5 million in 2019, $15 million in 2020, which would include funding for personal costs of $16.2 million, rental costs of $8.9 million, and other costs totaling $5.4 million. In a statement in March of 2017, after the first Trump budget proposed the elimination of CPB, the 50-year-old nonprofit characterized themselves as one of America's best investments. Well, if it's so good, you should have no problem finding other investors to come along and fund your programs. You know, I like All Things Considered. I like Morning Edition sometimes. I listen to them on podcast. But funding this broadcast company, you know, we have TV, we have TV cable systems, you know. Back in the 1970s, this was when all this, you know, everybody else out there manages to do it. GCN manages to do it every day. They could go to satellite radio. But last but not least, NPR and PBS are becoming more and more leftist. So why should this government or any government fund anything that is so biased? And they also play the game of identity politics. So here's an idea. If this is a smoking hot idea, PBS, NPR, and listen, I like some of your shows. I would really like it if you would survive. You need to go out there and learn to stand on your own two legs. I had to do it. Lots of people do it. Everybody, Genesis does it. Genesis does it in and of themselves. They have a separate thing altogether from what I do. So, you know, if it's good enough for me, it's certainly good enough for you. And, you know, you can actually get out there and be independent, not beholden to the government. Whoa. What a new idea that must be. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Tomorrow I will try to inform you of what's going on with me. I got a little bit of stuff going on with me that I'm fighting, and I'm fighting it hard. I don't have time to do it now. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Active.